Good morning. Yes, we're on the air. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord this morning. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. The scripture says, and he got up while it was yet dark. And you are following in his footsteps. I think we all are. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we're connected to a global prayer cast dedicated to interceding for the fulfillment of God's purposes concerning the nations and the earth. So we're praying great things. And today's Thursday, January the 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2014. So we're blessed to participate one more time in another brand new day that God has given to you and I. I'm your host, Pastor Aubrey L. Gregory, and I'm awesomely favored, divinely powered, and blessed. Now, you may want to say that over yourself. That's an assertion. That's an affirmation. That's truth. And let's embrace it, that you are awesomely favored, you're divinely powered, and blessed. On this day, you are. No matter what you feel, no matter what circumstances are saying to you, you are awesomely favored. You're divinely powered, and you're blessed. Because, number one, God woke you up, and you were able to get up. That's a blessing right there. And how much more is there to be had during the rest of this 24-hour period called Thursday, January 30th. Well, welcome and thank you for joining us this morning. Our focus today is His Secret Place. His Secret Place. The scripture tells us that, you know, the psalmist David was very profound and had a good understanding of God's plan and purposes. You know, this walk with God is an unfolding adventure. And as I read the scriptures and observe how the writers have an unfolding understanding of God's nature, his heart, his desires. So the psalmist David said, he that dwelleth in the secret place, and that's in Psalm 91:1. In the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Let's run that through the Amplified version and so that we can get a little bit more clarity on it. Here's what it says in the Amplified version. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. Meditate on that for a moment. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. And what comes to me as I think on that powerful, powerful, assuring word of God is as the Israelites walked through the wilderness on their way to their destiny, which is or was the promised land, there was a cloud that followed them. It was a cloud by day and a pillar of fire at night. And this cloud was specific in its duties. It represented the presence of God with them. And that's what you and I have. And then when the enemy would come to attack them or come after them, the cloud would move from its position of leading them to the rear, to separate them from the enemy. It would come between them and the enemy as a sign of God's presence with them and as protection. We have the same glory through Christ Jesus. So just wanted to reassure us and to remind us that there is His secret place. And once we are there, once we have entered and begin to dwell there, we remain stable and fixed so that the enemy has no power, cannot do anything. All of the plots and threats will be canceled. Oh yes, there are plots and threats against you, against us, that will be rendered, all of them are rendered null and void, of no effect. Oh, I feel like praising God. Hallelujah. That is powerful reassurance that God has, that He wants you and I to get. So let's stay in the secret place. That's the key there. Today we want to pray for inmates who are in the prisons, in the so-called correction system. And we want to pray for our ministry. And when I say our ministry, I'm speaking of the ministry of the mission and vision of the Newark Gospel Tabernacle specifically. And any prayer request that you have, we want to entertain them. So begin to think of what God has placed on your heart by His Spirit for you to bring to this assembly that we are on right now, and or a praise report that will encourage all of our hearts. Don't be bashful. Your line is officially open right about now, and I'm actually going through that process on our switchboard, because we do want to hear from you. We do welcome your input and your participation. And we once again welcome all of you, and people are coming on as the switchboard is completely lit up. And we thank you so much for offering yourselves to the Lord and being present with us on this day. Well, let us open in prayer. Dear Father, we come to you today because today we want to make sure that our tent is pitched in your direction, because we are after the secret place which belongs to you. We want to dwell in it. It's your secret place. And we want to remain stable and fixed under the shadow of your presence. In your presence, the enemy has no power to penetrate or to withstand. We feel safe, utmostly safe, in your presence, that secret place. So today we come seeking that out, and we want to have our uncleanness, our transgressions, iniquities, our sins, to not be a barrier or a hindrance to our fellowship together in the secret place. So we ask you to forgive us for all of our sins, every one of them, all of our failures, You know us. You know the index of our hearts. You know where we are. And we ask and invite your forgiveness so that we are clothed with the righteousness through Christ Jesus that you have given so generously and provided for us. We also want to take up your word and your promise that you will cleanse us. You won't only forgive us, but you will cleanse us, you will wash us, you will make us whole, so that we can enter into real worship with you, right into your presence. We thank you for each prayer warrior, each intercessor that's on board right this minute. Thank you for waking them up. Thank you for giving them the timeliness that they've begun this day with, the position that you've given to us, even as this day begins. We thank you. And we know that this day is blessed because you made it, you created it. This day, to our amazement, is the first day of the rest of our lives. And we thank you and bless your name. Thank you for keeping us. And Father, we ask for our minds to be kept stable and in perfect peace.
Yes.
No matter what waves are doing, but we can walk with you as you walk on the water. Our faith will soar on this day. We will believe you in ways that we have not believed before. So we are excited about this adventure called this Thursday, the 30th of January, 2014. We are excited about it. We don't know what it holds, but we know who holds it, and that's you. So today we thank you. We bless each person that's on this prayer cast with us right now in the name of Jesus. Bless them all. Keep their ways and keep them perfect before you and in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Just want to praise his name.
Hallelujah. Thank you for this day.
Yes, yes. Amen means so let it be. And we
Hallelujah.
Want it to be. There is
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name.
Hallelujah.
Praise your name.
Jesus.
Yes, we feel the security of your secret place.
Hallelujah.
Even
Jesus.
Now. Thank you for your presence with us. Thank you for the peace.
Good morning.
With me. Good morning. You're live and welcome
Praise
to Global
Town.
Praise
the Lord.
Christ
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good morning,
Amen.
Saints. Good morning, Pastor. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad.
Yes.
Because I am surely glad to be alive this morning.
Praise Amen.
I just want to thank God for the joy in my heart, because he promised us that the joy in serving him is our strength, and I truly find joy in serving
yes.
God. And
yes.
I hope that everybody on this line feel the same, because it is a joy and a pleasure
yes.
to know who has your life in his hand. And once
Let
that
the joy rise. Yes.
Hand, the joy
yes.
that you feel, knowing that nothing, things would go wrong, trials and tribulation would come, but it's a joy knowing who is in control.
Yes.
And
yes.
I just thank God this morning that I'm alive and I'm in his hand, and that everything that I own and everything that I am and everything that I will be is of him. That is my praise for this morning. I just thank God to be alive.
Amen. I'm sure that you have to share with the rest of us, because we feel the same way.
Amen.
We're not
going to
let you have all the joy by yourself. We feel precisely the same way today.
Woo!
That God
yes.
is so awesome, so awesome.
Well,
do not
awesome.
Let any of the enemy's
mighty.
Darts. Yes. None of the enemy's darts should penetrate. Darts in the form of negative thoughts and doubts and fear and anxiety. No, we are trusting God. He holds
Amen.
This thing in his hand. And we're just going to be in it and allow him. I've done this practice of for many, many years. I would thank the Lord for the day, and I would ask him and tell him that I want him to fashion the day any way he likes.
Amen.
It came from him. He's given it, so
yes,
it's his
you
day.
Your wave.
I'm just blessed to be in it.
Yes,
Lord.
Yeah, so I'm just going to watch as he fashions and shapes it in his own will and desire. If we can give him that privilege.
Yes, Lord.
What we
take
will see,
rain and
our
take
eyes are open.
Day.
Yes. Yes. Doesn't matter what the cloud looks like, how dark it is. Doesn't matter what sounds you hear, what voices come at you. God has a purpose for everything that
Amen.
You have. And anything
Amen.
That comes onto the property calls your life, called your life,
yeah.
that property, yeah. it has to come through his gate. So he
Hallelujah.
Knows what's present, what's coming, and what's
yes.
going. So we really don't have to fear or doubt.
Amen.
No.
Amen.
We're in the secret place. His
yes.
secret place.
The
secret
high.
Place.
Thank you, Jesus.
Of the Most High.
Thank
so we're
you,
able
Lord.
To be
Hallelujah.
Stable and fixed under
Hallelujah.
The shadow. Hallelujah. Thank
Dear
you.
Mighty. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you
for joining
good
us.
Good morning, Pastor Gregory. This is Deanna.
Good morning,
my
Deanna.
Thing I have to, yes. My thing I have to say this morning is I'd have to really give God praise. I mean, really, he's an awesome God that we serve. And I'm just amazed of watching my life manifest and change for the better every moment, you know?
Yeah.
From moment to moment. I mean, literally, spiritually, I can see it. I feel it. And you know, where there was a keyhole opening, now there's doors opening, you know what I mean? A window opening.
Yeah.
Blessed, you know, how the floodgates of heaven are just pouring down upon my son, me. You know, I used to be on medication, certain medications, and I decided not to take them because I let someone tell me that, you know, I'm bipolar. I let someone tell me that anxiety. But I'm not claiming that, you know what I mean? Speak boldness over your life and healness over your life, and that's what I've done, and I'm walking in that way, and I haven't been taking that medicine, and I've been feeling balanced, I've been feeling normal, I haven't had no anxiety, you know, just walking with God every day and trying to do the next right thing spiritually. You know, I've been feeling brand new. I don't speak the way I used to as far as roughly, you know, still a little rough edges, but God is working on me with that too, you know. In Jesus' name I claim that. And I just wanted to say I thank God. I thank God. I really am so thankful because shortly, not too long ago, you know, I barely could recognize myself in the mirror. And now I can look in the mirror and I like to look back. I see the inner beauty coming because God is shining his love and his light and his joy upon me. And now I have a little spark of a little light that's shining. You know, people, when I go places, they're able to see it. Boy, you look good. You know, and you know, that's just confirmation that God is in your life, you know?
Yeah.
So I just want to be thankful. I just want to thank the Lord for holding me and keeping me in his secret place, you know, and holding me close to his bosom. I continue to bless my son, and I pray that God heal my husband, keep my children, keep my church family. May the inventory of the pastor and his wife grow, you know, and all the saints be blessed. And that's what I have to say this morning. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, praise God, Deanna. Well, as you were giving your praise report, the image I saw before my eyes was that of a flower early in the morning gradually opening up to display all of its beauty.
Yes, so bad.
Taking up as much space in creation as God has assigned to it. And It is awesome what I saw. I just can barely explain it to you. So I began to think of your name, Deanna, and it has a ring to it that I had not heard before, but I'm hearing it on this day. And here is what your name means. It's a female name. You have it, and it means divine.
Amen.
I want you to receive that.
Amen.
It means divine. Yes, and you know, sometimes our parents, they may not necessarily have known what they were doing some of the time, but God's grace is so rich that we end up with names that fuel our future and our destiny. It's there to help us. God somehow was able to get into the space and control what our names were. And people with the name Deanna tend to be creative and excellent at expressing themselves. They are drawn to the arts and often enjoy life immensely. They are often the center of attention and enjoy careers that put them in the limelight. They tend to become involved in many different activities and are sometimes reckless and with both their energies and with money. That's your word for today.
That's a prayer that I surely receive. Amen.
Amen. So that's your reward. Just to hit the list just a little bit for your waking up today and being on this prayer cast. You've just found out what that name means.
Well, thank you,
you're coming from a place of being in the valley, and God is bringing you to himself on the mountaintop.
Amen.
My sister also know that the Lord is saying, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But if he is with you, you can rebuke every other thing that your mind is trying to play tricks with you to tell you that you have bipolar or any other sickness or any other disease, because we know that sickness and disease is not of the Lord. To rebuke it in the name of Jesus and know that it is He that is in you, that is He that is in the world.
Amen. And you're not by anything. Don't worry about the bipolar bit. Here is what happens when we allow God to impart to us. We have not been given a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a sound mind.
Amen.
You come into Christ for the first time, our mind is sound. Whether or not we had a doctor's diagnosis about our mind is not sound until we come into the Lord through Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Anybody outside of Jesus Christ, they may not have ever been to a doctor and got a diagnosis, but guess what? They're nuts. They're absolutely nuts. Anybody that's not in Christ has a condition of being a sinner, being sick, having the disease of sin, and needs deliverance. And that may show up all kinds of ways. But sickness and death is the way of the sinner. But when you come to Christ, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not given us a spirit of fear,
but
we receive a spirit of love and of power and a sound mind.
Amen.
Yeah, that's how we get it. We get a sound mind by receiving Christ. So you're not by anything. You're in Him. You're in His secret place. That's it. You claim that and affirm that and agree with that, because that is the truth. And I pray that God will continue to give you the revelation of all of what that means. You're a new creation. New.
Yes.
In Christ.
Yes.
New.
Yes.
You're not a rebuilt creation. A new one. You know, you're not a refurbished one. You're a new one. New. Praise God. All right.
Praise God.
We're having church in here today. Praise the name of the Lord. But we have a prayer assignment. We have a prayer agenda that we want to touch in some kind of way. And we want to pray for our ministry. And the reason that I'm wanting us to do that is because we know we see the hand of God, and we know God is moving. We know that He has us in the secret place, His secret place. But we also know that the adversary is wanting to come after us. But this secret place of the Most High allows us to remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, so that the enemy has no power, the foe has no power, and cannot withstand the shadow and the presence of the Lord that's with us. So we're going to pray right now, and I'll ask you to agree with us, because the work that God has assigned to us and we're doing, the enemy cannot stand it. Cannot stand it. And so the enemy wants to shoot arrows at us, wants to have words and thoughts come at us that are not consistent with God's plan, purpose, and future. Of course, that does not intimidate us. We are going forward continually, even the more. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of the risen Christ, who is our Lord. He's sitting at your right hand. He's our high priest. He's the captain of our faith. He's our Savior and our King. And we come in His name. No other name than that of Christ Jesus.
Yes.
We come to you with praise and thanksgiving. We come in worship.
Yes.
We come humbly bowed. And through the blood of the Lord Christ Jesus, and who is our Savior? He's the Christ of Nazareth. Excuse me. Holy Spirit, we ask you to quicken us to your voice and reveal to us all unconfessed sins that may be in our hearts at this time. We ask you to pour out your forgiveness upon us and any hidden or unknown sins according to Psalm 19:12. Heavenly Father, we ask you to let your cleansing and your forgiveness rest upon us. You are our head. You are the captain of our faith. You are our high priest who has entered once and for all into the innermost place and is seated at your right hand. Your word says in Matthew 6:15 that if we don't forgive others, you won't forgive us. So we ask you to help us to forgive every person that is that has offended us. We release them right now into your care and into your keeping. We bless them in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you to forgive them and continue to bless them. Father, we ask you to destroy, even as we are in the secret place, any ungodly prayers, witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, or evil words, side effects, and influences that have been prayed out or spoken over us or anyone that we are praying for today. We ask you to destroy any assignments or plans that Satan has against us, against our children, against our grandchildren, our businesses, our finances, or even our ministry, our vehicles, our homes, our properties. We ask you to cause your anointing to break and destroy the yokes of all bondages that are over us, along with all their works. Lord, we ask you to pull down and destroy and to cast aside all demonic strongholds, all vain imaginations, and any high thoughts in each of us that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and to bring every thought captive in each of us to obedience of Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Three, six. We thank you today that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. It will all Lord Jesus, we ask you to do all these things according to John 14:14. To God be the glory. It is written in Psalms 91:6 and many other places that you are our deliverer. We ask you to give us this day, every person that we pray for today, total deliverance, total freedom, total liberty, total salvation from all sicknesses, diseases, infirmities, afflictions, infections. I even think of our friend, a friend of myself and our ministry, Bishop Dr. Frank Dupree, who is ill right now. Every infection in the name of Jesus, every affliction is lifted, departed in the name of Jesus. Viruses, abnormal cells, radical cells, those that we know that have been and being healed from cancer, we speak to those cells right now that are abnormal, and we command them to line up according to divine health in Jesus' name right now. So those cells are no more abnormal. And we speak to the cells that protect and heal. And we release them to work the work of health and healing in all those that we have prayed for that are suffering from cancer. And we ask you to give us, according to John 16:23, Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over everyone that's on this prayer cast with us right now. Protection.
Yes.
No harm, hurt, or danger. Your keeping power is not only
yes.
visible and apparent to us, but to all who see and know us that we're being kept. We
yes,
ask you
Lord.
To render powerless and harmless and to destroy any yes. demonic spirits. Yes. We ask you to destroy every work, every dark work in the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank
render
you,
every
Jesus.
Work
thank
powerless
you,
and harmful.
Thank you, Jesus. In the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Any curses, any witchcraft prayers, any psychic prayers, destructive forces that try to come against us. We ask you to fill each of us for today with your Holy Spirit and for the fruit of your Holy Spirit. We submit our lives to you and trust you and love you with all our heart, our soul, and our mind, and our strength. And we bind our wills, hallelujah, to your will today.
I
want each of us to have the mind of Christ on this day.
Hallelujah.
So we thank you for the hedge of protection to protect us from the enemy. We apply the full armor of God upon ourselves according to Ephesians 6. Help us to know and hear your voice and to walk in righteousness. We ask you to fulfill your will and destiny for each of our lives according to your plan for this day. This day, Thursday the 30th of January, help each of us to respond to the conviction of your Holy Spirit. Help
yes.
us to keep our eyes fixed and focused on Christ Jesus.
In the name of
we know
Jesus.
That your blessings are coming to us. And everyone that we pray for today, guard us and protect us. And we pray that the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter, will be our guide, will convict us and lead us into all truth. We choose health and wholeness today in Christ Jesus. And through him, we are victorious.
Yes, Father.
We ask you to release your healing virtue into each of our bodies and to give each of us divine health. We ask you to give us all these things according to John 16:23. We ask you to help us walk in your perfect love, presence, and anointing that you, God, may be glorified in Jesus' name. And
amen.
Be
glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And amen.
Amen.
Now,
hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah.
God. That
hallelujah.
Prayer, wherever you are, whether you're live, on live with us, or you're in our stream, listening to our stream, just to be blessed today. Well, I do want
yes.
to conclude, certainly with prayer for inmates. We have a thriving prison ministry in our church or assembly, and so we're in close contact with inmates, I would say virtually all the time. And so you know, they come out, those that are in halfway houses, because we're relating to halfway houses, and they're allowed to come out into our service on Sunday to join in our worship. They come during the week to do community service as well. You know, they're allowed to get out for several hours. And so we're rubbing shoulders with inmates frequently. I want to pray for them because it's a rough and tumble life. It's a very difficult life that they're asked to exist in and under. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive all of the inmates to whom you have given us the opportunity and privilege to touch and to relate. And you forgive them and help them to forgive their fellow inmates, their guards, their wardens, and all the staff members of the particular facility that houses them. Forgive them for any unforgiveness. Forgive them for all of their sins, their transgressions, their iniquities and trespasses, and to cleanse them of all unrighteousness in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to your word, Lord, in Matthew 16 and 18, you have given us the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever we bind and loose on earth shall be bound and loose in heaven. So we ask you to loose your angels in great abundance in the presence of those inmates. You know them by name. Fill their cell or their rooms with your presence. And any areas that they are in or will be in today, fill that space with your presence. We bind all of Satan's evil, wicked demons, lying, tormenting, perverse, and unclean spirits that may be in individual inmates or in their presence or present in their cells, their rooms, their recreational areas, work areas. And we ask that you would loose them from those powers and from those influences today. It is written in Psalm 91 and Matthew 6 that you are our deliverer. So we ask that you would give each of those inmates, give them freedom beginning in their hearts and minds, all the way through their souls, to every organ, every gland, every cell in their bodies. Total deliverance, total freedom, total liberty, total salvation from all evil, wicked, demonic, lying, perverse, and unclean, foul, and demonic spirits, and strong men, and all their associated messengers. Deliver these men and women from all sicknesses, disease, infirmities, afflictions, infections, viruses, inflammation, disorder of any kind in any cell, or in any gland or organ, bone, muscle, and ligament in their body. Cause their environment, their rooms, their cells, restrooms, recreational areas, spaces, visiting areas, food areas, any area that they will be in today, to be filled with your presence. So I thank you for giving them deliverance. We believe you right now that deliverance is on its way to them, freedom and liberty, salvation from all these things, according to John 16:23. May these deliverances be used to glorify you who are in heaven, Father, and to bring glory to your Son, Christ Jesus of Nazareth. So we thank you today. And for those of us who have children that are incarcerated or part of the correction system, we pray peace over each of them today. Peace in their soul that passes all understanding concerning their children, their grandchildren, and others, their neighbors, their friends. Peace. He said, my peace I leave with you. So we thank you today, and we bless your holy name. Amen. Amen. Well, we're at the end. This time went very fast. And we're at the end of the prayer cast for today. But you believe and trust God that everything that we uttered today, all the praise and all the requests have been heard at the
very
throne of God today. Confident, walk in peace. Looking forward to being with you again on tomorrow morning. May God bless you richly on this day. Amen.
Amen.
We do the same for you, Pastor. Have a blessed day.
God bless you, Pastor. God bless
you.
God bless everyone on the line.
Be
and your family.
Oh, joy.
Yes. God is good.
All the time.
Be blessed.